Cavalry with a 2-1 win on the road. First road game. They've played a lot of footy in a very short amount of time, it feels like. Tommy Wheeldon Jr. is, of course, he's everything when it comes to Cavalry FC. You're 3-0, Tommy. How's it feel?
It feels good. I tell you, it feels better than losing, that's for sure.
Yeah, if you're going to play, you may as well win, right? You may as well win.
That's why they keep a scoreboard, right?
Now, is that three games? It does feel like a short amount of time. How is that unusual as far as your schedule with the league is going to be concerned?
Yeah, a little bit. It's a bit of a sprint this spring season that they've formulated. It's 10 games to crown the spring champion, and then the fall literally starts a week later, and that's an 18-game season. So the concept is that the winner of the spring season gets to host the championship game, and then the winner of the fall season gets to challenge for it. And if it's the same team that wins both, the second overall competes for the championship. So it's without having a relegation or promotion type of environment that you see in the other worlds, or you know, the playoffs that the North American market's familiar with, it creates some type of involvement for all the teams for all the season.
Is it fair to say this was your toughest test of the three? You guys were on the ropes for a little bit in this one.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I got a lot of respect for Forge. They play a nice brand of football. They press very, very well. It was a horrible, horrible game in terms of wind and rain that just seemed to be blowing in our face all the second half. So we're camped in. But you know what? We don't make excuses. We make adjustments. And, you know, the other two games of Soras dominate the lion's share of possession and create chances. And this one, we had to be resolute with our defense. And, you know, there's different ways to win a football match. And I think the scary thing for the other teams is we can show that if you want to fight with us, we'll fight. If you want to play with us, we'll play. We're very, very versatile in that way.
I know in the game a couple weeks ago that we were at the season opener against York, you guys really kind of dominated that game, didn't give up much in the way of even a shot or shots, except for the one flurry around the net. Marco Carducci, your keeper, he was very busy yesterday. Talk about his play.
Yeah, he was, and he made a good save, I think, in the second half when they had the chance. I think they only really, other than their goal, they only really had, I think, two other chances on net, which meant we restrict them a lot. They've got a very lively front unit, guys on loan from the MLS, Emery Welshman. Tristan Borges is an up-and-comer guy, the guy who scored. But you know what? He's just solid, and as is Joel Waterman, Jonathan Wheeldon, Dominic Zator, and then in front of them we had Nick Ledgerwood and Elijah Adekubi. Those guys refused to lose and anything they threw at them. But, you know, we talked about halftime being patient because we were going to get a chance. We were going to get chances because we know that they switch off at some point. And we thought we spawned that one with the Sergio Camargo sitter. But I think he's delighted he's got a teammate in Nico Pasquotti that comes up with the goods right at the death.
Can you talk about that game winner from Pasquotti? It comes, you waited right till the end for the, not quite Raptors-esque, but you waited right till the end to get the winner.
Yeah, well, Nico's, it's funny because Nico's Lethbridge boy, he's been with me for about 3 or 4 years now and came through our PDL Championship winning side and actually scored the winner and same celebration over in the corner. It's funny because he's a difference maker, you know. He gives everything he has. He loves to compete. He's one of those multi-sport athletes that was a good high school football player. He was a good basketball player. He drives to the net. He's got that mentality to him. So when that chance came, we saw that, you know, right at the death, they only had five defenders back. And I'm thinking, hang on a minute, if that was me, we'd be having everyone back to, right, take the point and then move on. So we threw up five. And sure enough, we win the header at the back post with Joel Waterman. And Nico, I think, broke the seams on the net with his finish.
So now it's the Battle of Alberta, round one.
Oof, the El Clasico.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Edmonton coming in this weekend. Tell us a little bit about this matchup.
You know what? It's a very good one because it is literally, look, FC Edmonton, they've been a professional club for, 8 years now, and you know, they're trying to put the band back together with some of their signings. You know, they're undefeated too, albeit that, you know, they tied yesterday, but they played the majority of the game with 10 men. They're a big, big side. So I imagine it's going to be a very physical one. It's a derby, so, you know, people are going out for blood. But this short sprint season, it literally is a battle for first place. So they want to come into our garden and try and pick at our flowers. So we're going to make sure we got a game plan to not have them take away anything.
How's your health? How's everybody? I know that's now three in, some fatigue and some dings starting to take effect.
Yeah, there is some soreness. I mean, Jose Escalante went down yesterday. He's a concern, but I think we're just getting him assessed. It's more of a rolled ankle than any kind of ligament strain. And then I tell you, we've got the Canadian Championship game on Wednesday, so we'll literally leave here today and fly to Vancouver Island, prepare for the Canadian Championship game, and then we fly back to prepare for the Edmonton game on Saturday. So it's life on the road right now, but you know what? These guys are road warriors, so they're a good group to be around.
Way to ease into the season, hey, Tommy?
Just yeah, well, I know, it's funny because I think somebody asked me there, well, how are you enjoying these wins? I said, not really got much time to. I said, we win in advance. It's almost like playoffs. So you just got to, you know, look at the things you did well, build on from them, things you could do better, and just adjust accordingly. So, and Wednesday gives us a chance to play some guys that are keen, hungry, that haven't played yet, that are talented players. And that allows us to shuffle the deck as we get going.
Cavalry FC, another win on the road. They are 3-0 on the season. Tommy Wheeldon Jr., our guest here on Boomer and Warner in the Morning.
We're now 3, 4, 5 games in, depending on the team. Is that enough info now to develop a bit of a game plan for how each team is going to go about things?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everybody, we've noticed a pattern that, you know, even when Bala came to us, they changed their formation. You know, teams are starting to adjust depending on, because travel's a really big thing, but the different pitches we play on grass, you know, yesterday we were on Tim Horton's field that's turf and wet and windy. You do have to have an element of tactical nuances, but you can generally see, you know, Forge are a possession team, you know, Edmonton, they're a transition built team. Valor are a hybrid, you know, they're possession, but they're also transitional. But yeah, you do see patterns. You start to understand. It's like one big chess match. You start to understand a bit of the strategies of the other coaches. And that's what I said, for us, you know, we're very, very versatile. And I think that'll be one of our strengths moving forward.
It's a new league, obviously a lot of new experiences. Has anything surprised you about CPL life in the first 3 weeks?
Do you know what? It's brilliant, loving the hype around it, because that's what's helping spread it. You know, new fans come to games, the crowds have been good, the media coverage has been first class. And I think what it does is adds the look, feel and standard of a truly professional league. And I think that's what's going to help the game and this league continue to grow.
As far as your team is concerned now, three games in, with the self-assessment, any adjustments? You don't have to give the entire game plan away, but any adjustments you'd like to see your club make going into the games this week?
Yeah, do you know what? And we're looking at Wednesday. We're going to try, you know, our other formation and lineup. I mean, for us, we always want to talk about playing on the front foot. And to me, that means if you have control of the ball, the other team has less chance of scoring and you have more chance. So, you know, we want to have more control of the ball like we did in the first two games, because that will help us create. We've got another couple of players like Oliver Minutel, Carlos Patino, you know, Jordan Brown, Julian Boucher, guys that didn't see a lot of the field that can come back in on Wednesday and, you know, compete for spots for Saturday's El Clasico against Edmonton.
As you look around the rest of the league, obviously 3-0, you guys are doing pretty well. Is there anyone else who you see right now as like, oh, they're going to be a problem moving forward?
I, you know what? I think all of them, really, to be honest, and I know it sounds like a blanket statement, but I look at, you know, Forge yesterday, playing on their pitch, I don't think there's many that will play a better footballing style. They're very technical. They move the ball very, very well. When we had Vala, they have a bit of both, and I think they play technical, but they also, you know, defended resolutely. But, you know, when Edmonton come knocking at the door, they'll be physical, organized, and tough to break down. So, you know, when I look at all the teams we've played thus far and the ones that we haven't played, you know, there's no easy game in this league. But listen, that's what we want. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, if you want to be the best, you do have to beat the rest.
Tommy, is there, because now you've been on the road, and I know that talk around the league, as far as a venue is concerned, I have to believe that Atco Field has got to be at the top. Is there any other venue in the league? Because I know Winnipeg plays in their big CFL stadium, and they do in Hamilton as well. Is there anything as intimate as what you have here?
No, do you know what? I said this from day one when I first started working with Spruce Meadows 2 years ago, and then, you know, it became a reality. I said, this will be one of the most unique grounds, not only in the league, but in the game itself. And I mean, you were at the first game, and it was snowy and cold, and but it was loud. And then even on Wednesday when we had closer to half the fan, about 3,000, it was loud because you got the stadium. It's a cauldron, and I think the more people that come out and enjoy the plaza, the having the beers and the food and things before game, and it becomes an event. I just think it will make for a great experience because the players have responded. They've been, we're talking about the foot soldiers sucking the ball in both games. Like, it just, the noise from that end has just created the hype for the players. But, I think Pacific have got an intimate stadium. Edmonton got intimate stadium. Valor and Forge have both the Ticats and the Blue Bombers. They're great stadiums, but... even though they're getting 8,000 and 9,000, sometimes that can feel cavernous. I would take the intimacy we have at Spruce Meadows over any of them.
Yeah, I don't think it's no question about it. Somebody was texting in, and I've actually had some people ask, and I'm not even sure if it's a question you can answer. As far as merchandise, people are seeing the Cavalry, the hats, and the obviously the jerseys and hoodies and stuff. Where people want to get their hands on it, where would you direct them?
Do you know what? That's a great question because I'm even seeing it when I come up into the officers' club afterwards, or I'm seeing it around town. Those New Era hats are phenomenal. So we can get them in our club shop on game days. You can get them on campiel.ca on the shop. You can go on our website, cavsfc.com. There's an app now, Center Circle app, that allows you to shop. Like, that's where you can get your tickets for Ticketmaster as well. So I would suggest downloading the Centre Circle app. It's the Canadian Premier League Centre Circle app, and then you can shop or book your tickets for the game, and everything's just on your phone. So there is some really really cool merchandise, to be honest.
Or get to this week's game, do it early, and get your merch when you're at the game.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we open the doors, an hour and a half early. Beer gardens, hopefully we get the nice weather, because it seems that wherever we're playing right now, we're getting the bad weather. But I think this Saturday's meant to be a good one. Long weekend, and let's get the party started.
Yeah, you're due for some good weather. I think it's coming. Tommy, congrats on a 3-0 start. Awesome.
Thanks, pal.
Talk soon. There he is. Cavalry and Edmonton this weekend.